بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تنكحوا ما نكح آباؤكم من النساء إلا ما قد سلف إنه كان فاحشة ومقتا وساء سبيلا. In the days before the coming of Islam, the pagan Arabs had lot of wrong practices, and not only them, the whole world was sunken in darkness, and they had no direction in life. Amongst the common practices of those times before the coming of Islam was that if a man passes away, then his wife, the son, would marry his own mother, that is the stepmother. If the child was not born from the same mother, from some other mother, and the father had married this woman also, and when he passed away, the son would inherit the stepmother, then either he would marry her and not give her the meher, or he would marry her to somebody else and he would collect the meher for him. Or if she was a wealthy woman, he would not allow her to get married and waited till she passed away, then he could take all that inheritance from her. So those were all wrong practices. Other wrong practices was also common that a person married two sisters, which is not permissible, that is blood sisters. To marry two of them and keep them in one's nikah at the same time is not permissible. Another wrong practice that was common amongst them, that the daughter-in-law, the son's wife, if the son had passed away, they would marry the daughter-in-law. And this also is totally unpermissible. And all these type of relations are very, very unhealthy for health purposes also, and causes a lot of sicknesses. So Allah had prohibited that completely, and here in this ayat Allah explains that. وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. اور نکاح میں مت لاؤ جن عورتوں کو نکاح میں لائے تمہاری باپ. And don't bring those women in your nikah who your father had brought in his nikah. That is, they were the wives of your father. And now perhaps they would not marry their own blood mother, but the stepmother they would marry. But if she was married to your father, then now it's not permissible in any way for the son to marry that woman. In the same way, for the father to marry the son's wife, the daughter-in-law, also is not permissible. Illa ma qad salaf, magar jo pehle ho chuka. What happened in the past has happened, but now it is not permissible. And whatever nikah had taken place, and at that time they regarded it as permissible, now with Islam it is not permissible, and to maintain such a nikah is not permissible. Innahu kana fahisha, ye be hayai hai. Three evils Allah explains in this relation. Whether it is marrying one stepmother, whether it is marrying two sisters at the same time, keeping them in one nikah, or whether it is to marry one's daughter-in-law. This is fahisha. That is, it is an evil that is a known evil, and there are great harms in it. And as far as society is concerned, all regard it also as evil. وَمَقْتَ or kaam hai ghazab ka. And it is a cause to bring the anger of Allah Ta'ala. Committing these sins brings the anger of Allah Ta'ala. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا or bura chalan hai. And it is a wrong path that you are treading. The road also is completely wrong. So three great evils in these wrong marriage relationships. One is fahisha, one is maqta, and one is sa'a sabila. So from all these type of illicit relationships, total abstinence is required and tawbah. And today, alhamdulillah, people don't marry like this. That is, Muslim people, we don't marry like this, and we take it for granted that it is just the normal way. But we don't realize the great favor of Islam. He did not for Islam, been for Islam and the commands of Allah that came on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great, great pains had brought it into the ummah. And today we just take it for granted, we don't make shukr. We should be very thankful to Allah, make the shukr of Allah. We should be thankful to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reading Durood Sharif and following the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should be thankful to our elders who have brought this correct, pure way of Islam to us. They all had made great sacrifices. If we just compare now presently this pagan, the terrible sins of that paganism of the dark ages is so prevalent in Europe till today. In Europe it is common that a son, daughter, they leave the family home and they go and pursue their own lives. In many cases they don't know also who is their father, because the mother sleeps around with so many men, they don't know who is their father. There are the cases where they don't even know who their mother is. They left home and they had no contact and they don't know anything. The brother went in one direction of the world, the daughter, his sister went in another direction. Somehow they meet up somewhere and they got no idea that they are actually brothers and sisters. And they get married also. And from there a lot of sicknesses spread and come into society. So this type of evil is very common, that they spread out in the world like this. They don't know who their parents are. In fact, there are many children also due to ignorance. You ask them, who is your father? And he says, I haven't got a father. A child can never be born without a father. He means thereby, I don't know who's my father. Oh, my father has passed away. He doesn't mean that I haven't got a father. Nobody can be without a father. But he hasn't seen his father. He doesn't know anything of his father. Many cases where the mother abandons the children. And those children then don't even know who their mother is. They go out in their lives in different directions. And if they happen to meet and like one another and they get married, so a brother is getting married to his sister. This evil practices of the days before Islam unfortunately are still very prevalent in them. And we who are copying the lives of the kuffar, all these things will eventually come in us also. And unfortunately a lot of the evil of the kuffar has come into the lives of the Muslims. For us it is necessary that we stick very firm to the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In there is all types of goodness for us in this dunya, our health, our psychological and emotional relationships with one another. All these things will be in place if we follow the commands of Allah, who is our creator and who showed us how to practice on it through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the correct way for us to follow, and necessary, very necessary, that we encourage and tell other people also about it. Not just that we keep it to ourselves, whoever we can, we must pass this message of Islam on to others also. May Allah give us tawfiq and may Allah accept from us.